Well, the temperature is forecast to rise to 112 degrees on Sunday in Eugene, Oregon. And that is where the U.S. track and field Olympic trials are set to wrap up this weekend. Organizers are moving some events to the early morning as a result of the potentially record-breaking heat wave. Dr. Sean Robinson specializes in sports medicine at the Oregon Health and Science University School of Medicine in Portland. Dr. Robinson, welcome. What do you think is competing in weather this hot? Is it going to be safe?
Yeah, we don't use just temperature by itself when we think about safety and in canceling races or postponing races. We use something called a wet bulb globe temperature. And it takes into a few things into account: humidity, wind speed, sun angle, and cloud cover. And it gives us a better idea of what the conditions are going to be like and how we can then direct the event. And so it's going to be tough. They've done a good job by moving the events, but we see, you know, performance detriments with temperatures as low as in the 70s for, you know, a 5K, for instance, or even, you know, in the 60s for the marathon distance. So luckily nobody's running a marathon this weekend, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough even with the moving. But I do think it's safe if they can move the events.
Right. And you were saying good idea to move these events from the hottest part of the afternoon to much earlier in the morning. But do you think that's enough? Are there other things that can or should be done?
Yeah, these athletes should be thinking about how can they cool themselves down. And there's been some studies about trying to, you know, target different areas on the body. So we think about the core temperature and trying to cool your core. So there are some folks that will use ice vests. And then there's some data out of Stanford and Dr. Heller's lab that looks at cooling the body through the palms of your hands, the soles of your feet, and your face. And there's some different skin and vessels in these areas that make it much more efficient, they think, to target these areas.
Are you better able as an athlete to condition yourself to the heat and perform in the heat if you train in warm weather?
Correct. So it's been known for some of the really long distance athletes, like the ultra athletes, you know, the Western States 100s happening this weekend down in California, which will also be very hot. And these athletes who will be exposed to it for much longer will be doing sessions in the sauna. People are running in the sauna if they can figure out a way to do that, or they'll go out on runs on really hot days layered up to try to get their body conditioned to those.
Okay, well, I want to ask you about that because I live in Arizona and I often see people running in the middle of the day in the summer when it's well over 100 degrees, sometimes 110 degrees, and I always wonder if it's safe for people to be doing that. So if you're not an Olympic hopeful and you're not necessarily the most fit person in the world, what do you think? Is there a threshold where you should just say, you know what, it's too hot, I'm going to stay inside?
Definitely, yeah. It's just not worth the risk of heat illness. You know, for a 5K race, we're looking at the increased risk happens at about 84 degrees on a wet bulb globe temperature. So it doesn't take much. The drier environments, you can get away with the ambient temperature being a little bit hotter, but you go down to, you know, Kona for the Ironman that's held down there, or situations like Florida where you can get yourself into really big trouble because evaporation mechanisms stop working in humid environments and works a little bit better in your nice dry Arizona environments. But prevention is key. Just avoid the hot weather as much as possible.
Dr. Sean Robinson, a sports medicine expert at Oregon Health and Science University's School of Medicine. Dr. Robinson, thank you so much.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.